You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Let's hear now about Zimbabwe's election. People voted Wednesday, and the results are just starting to be published. What seemed like a hopeful moment has quickly turned into something more contentious. The election's already being disputed by President Robert Mugabe's opponents. Here's NPR's Afabia Quist-Arton from the capital, Harare.
Reactions to the elections here in Zimbabwe are totally contradictory. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, the main opposition presidential candidate who's been in a coalition cabinet with 89-year-old President Mugabe for the past 4 years, says the vote is null and void.
It is a sham election that does not reflect the will of the people.
But Mugabe's party says this is nonsense. Senior ZANU-PF official Paul Mangwana says it's simply sour grapes for Tsvangirai.
Whenever he thinks that the tide is against him, he claims irregularities, he claims victimization and all sorts of things.
Today, the head of the African Union observer delegation has given the Zimbabwean vote a thumbs up. But Irene Petrus, from the largest local election observer group, says the process was anything but free and fair.
The credibility of the 2013 harmonized elections is seriously compromised by a systematic effort to disenfranchise urban voters.
The Electoral Commission has until Monday to declare the results. But with the outcome already being disputed, Zimbabweans fear more political deadlock and a possible return to the deadly violence they witnessed after the first round of voting 5 years ago. Afabia Quist-Arton, NPR News, Harare.